This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihil kareem. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ قَلْبِي وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي وَاسْلُلْ سَخِيمَةَ قَلْبِي آمين يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In today's session of قريب مجيب, inshallah, we will go over some du'as that we should be saying in the morning, in the evening. And these adhkar and du'as are specifically necessary for protection against shaitan. The adhkar of the morning and evening are of many benefits. First of all, as we learned earlier, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself tells us that we should remember him, we should make mention of him a lot. And the bare minimum dhikr that a believer should be doing is the dhikr which is after salah, in the morning, in the evening, and whenever there is a need to make dhikr. And what is beyond that is dhikran kathira. And what is with the presence of the heart is dhikran kathira. And part of the bare minimum dhikr that we should be doing is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. Glorify with praises of your Lord in Ashi, in the evening, and also in the morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that fasbir ala ma yaqulun wa sabbih bihamdi rabbika qabla tulu'i shamsi wa qabla ghurubiha, that be patient over what the people say and glorify your Lord with his praise when before the rising of the sun and before the setting of the sun. وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ, and also in the hours of the night, then again, make tasbih. وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ, and also at the two ends of the day, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, in order that you might be happy, in order that you might be pleased. So here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do tasbih throughout the day, throughout the night, before the setting of the sun, after the setting, in the hours of the night, also at the two ends of the day. And what is the benefit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at these times, or rather throughout the day, throughout the night, whenever a person is able to? Then a person finds happiness. This is what brings a person to true joy. We learned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I sit in the company of the people who remember Allah from morning until the sun rises, is dearer to me than I free four slaves from the children of Ismail. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved to make dhikr in the morning, after fajr, until the sun rises. And he said, if I were to sit in the company of the people who remember Allah at this time, that would be more dear to me than freeing four slaves from the children of Ismail. And the children of Ismail are basically the people of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tribe, the people that he was related to. And he said that I sit with the people who remember Allah from afternoon prayer until the sun sets, from Asr until Maghrib, that is dearer to me than that I free four slaves from the children of Ismail. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that whoever prays Fajr in Jama'ah and then sits to remember Allah until the sun has risen, and then he prays two rak'ah, then such a person will have the reward like that of a Hajj and Umrah. And imagine praying Fajr in Jama'ah and then sitting to make dhikr until the sun rises, and then praying two rak'ah of Ishraq, the person gets the reward of a complete Hajj and Umrah. This is huge. You see, in the month of Ramadan, if a person goes for Umrah, they get the reward of Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And mashallah, so many people have been able to go this Ramadan. And when we hear, when we see, we feel envy in our hearts that, you know, we feel left out basically. But again, our deen is so beautiful. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful. He is so generous that He has opened different ways for us to earn rewards. If a person is not able to go to Mecca and perform Umrah, then they can make this deed by going to their local masjid. If a person is not able to go for Hajj, and that could be that a person is not able to because you know, they cannot financially afford it, and so Hajj is not obligatory on them, but they still want the reward of Hajj. How do you get that reward? You can go to the masjid for Fajr. After Fajr, remain sitting in your place of prayer and continue to make dhikr. And then once the sun has risen, pray 2 rak'ah. And then inshallah, you can come home and take a nap. Then another important thing is that when a person makes the dhikr of Allah in the morning, then this is something that removes the control of shaitan over the person. We learn in a hadith that when a person goes to sleep, the shaitan ties 3 knots at the back of his neck. And he seals every knot by saying, "You have a long night, so sleep." And you see, when there's a knot, then, for example, if you swaddle a baby and you swaddle the baby really tight, and then there's a Velcro or a zipper or something, then the baby is not able to let free. So just like that, shaitan tries to control us, trap us in our sleep so that we don't get up on time and we don't pray on time. And he says to us that you have a long night, so sleep. The Prophet ﷺ said, so if a person wakes up and mentions Allah, so as soon as a person wakes up and makes dhikr, for example, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur, then what will happen? 1 knot will be loosened. If he performs wudu, then 2 knots are loosened. And if he prays salah, then the 3rd knot will also be loosened. And person is set free from the effect of shaitan. Then the person will begin the morning in good spirits. And if a person does not wake up like this, does not wake up with the remembrance of Allah and with wudu and with salah, then what will happen? That person will be in bad spirits. They will be sluggish in the morning. And if a person does not have a good morning, then having a good day is extremely difficult. So the dhikr of the morning, this breaks the effect of shaitan. Or when shaitan tries to trap us, then the dhikr of Allah helps us set free. Another thing is that when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, in the evening, then this is also something that sets a person free from Jahannam. We learn in a hadith that every one of the children of Adam has been created with 360 joints, meaning in your body there are 360 joints. So he who declares Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, so the person says Allahu Akbar, or praises Allah saying Alhamdulillah, or says La ilaha illallah, says Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, all of these adhkar, or a person does an act of charity, such as that he removes a stone, a thorn, or a bone from the people's path, or he enjoins what is right, forbids what is wrong, then what will happen is that the number of adhkar that the person has done, the number of good deeds that he has done, if they are equal to 360, then that person will walk that day free from hellfire. So every single day we have to free ourselves from hellfire. And how do we do that? By performing different acts of charity, different acts of goodness, but specifically making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like an armor or like chainmail or something like that, which a person is wearing for the purpose of protecting themselves in battle. So imagine if a person is wearing armor, all right, something to protect themselves with, shield themselves with in battle, then what will happen? They're safe. They are protected. And the thicker that it is, the stronger that it is, the more protected a person is. And if a person does not guard themselves, does not protect themselves with this shield, then they're putting themselves in danger. Some ulama say that the adhkar of the morning and evening are even more strong than the wall of Ya'juj Ma'juj. Hini, they are extremely beneficial, very, very helpful in protecting ourselves against shaitan and against different dangers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. That you should say that, O my Lord, I seek refuge in you from the incitements of shaitan, of the devils, and I seek refuge in you, my Lord, lest they should be present with me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that say that, O my Lord, I seek refuge in you from the incitements of shaitan. The incitements of shaitan are basically his waswasas. So for example, the negative thoughts that a person puts in the mind of a person, or sometimes these thoughts are so nasty that a person is just sitting calm, you know, the whole family is sitting very peacefully. All of a sudden, one person gets annoyed, one person gets angry, they react so harshly, so horribly, that the entire family gets affected then. And, you know, where there was love and peace, now that love and peace is converted with anger, and you know, everyone is upset. So we are in desperate need of the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against shaitan, because shaitan is our enemy, and shaitan's goal is to lead us astray and also to harm us, not only physically, but also emotionally, spiritually. Why? Because the goal of shaitan is to take us to hell. So every single day, shaitan gets to work. Remember that. Every single day, shaitan gets to work in order to lead us astray, in order to put us in danger, in order to make us do things which will be a source of regret for us. So every morning, we need to begin with seeking protection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, how can we do that? We do that by, first of all, reciting Ayatul Kursi. Because remember, Ayatul Kursi is a source of protection all night long. And also, if a person recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah, then nothing will be between that person and paradise except for death. Meaning, if a person dies, they will go to Jannah. And otherwise also, Ayatul Kursi is a source of protection for us against shaitan and against other dangers. Then we should also recite the Mu'awwidhat. Surahs Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. In the morning, in the evening. Because they are necessary for our protection, for our safety. In a hadith we learned the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to lead people in Isha prayer, and it was extremely dark that night. So, and it was also raining. So the people went out to look for him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he had not come yet. So they wanted to make sure that everything was okay and that he was coming. So when they found him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Have you prayed?" But one of the companions who had been looking for him, Khubayb, from his father, he said that I was not able to answer. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that, "Have you prayed?" He was just quiet in his response. He was not able to say anything. And sometimes it happens that all of a sudden you get struck by fear and you freeze. And there could be different reasons. You know, sometimes out of fear, some people freeze. And sometimes out of fear of embarrassment, there's different reasons why a person could feel just frozen, stuck, unable to speak. So this happened with this companion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept asking him, and he was not able to answer. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Say, qul." And he said, "Say what? What should I say?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Say, qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas," three times, in the morning and in the evening, and they will serve you for every purpose. Say these three surahs three times in the morning, three times in the evening. And by morning, what is meant is between Fajr and sunrise. And by evening, what is meant is between Asr and Maghrib. Three times, and they will suffice you against everything. And whether it is the influence of shaitan, or it is some fear of, some danger that you have, or, there could be some disease that is spreading very quickly. People could be sick at home. You could be afraid of, someone harming you. Whatever fear you have, whatever danger, whatever risk you are in, remember, these surahs will serve you for every purpose. So in the morning, in the evening, three times, make it a habit. And you should begin your morning, evening adhkar with this, with Ayatul Kursi first, and then these three surahs. And remember that even when a woman is menstruating, she's not praying, then even on those days, she should especially say the morning, evening adhkar. Why? For her own protection. And remember that when you protect yourself, not only do you help yourself, you also help those who are around you. They're safe from you. Then another dua we should be saying, and alhamdulillah, we reviewed this earlier as well. This is Sayyidul Istighfar, which is the chief of all prayers of seeking forgiveness. And this dua should be given preference over other duas of seeking forgiveness. And about this dua, the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever says it in the morning with yaqeen, meaning with conviction, and then he dies in that day before the evening, then he will be of the people of paradise. And if a person says this dua in the night, while he is certain of it, meaning he believes in what he is saying, he says it intentionally, and he dies before the morning, then he will be of the people of paradise. And this dua is, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi. In another version, wa abu'u bi dhanbi. Faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa anta. This dua is, O Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me and I am your servant. And I abide by your covenant and promise as best as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil which I have committed. I acknowledge your favor upon me and I acknowledge my sins. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sins except you. And this is important for us to say in the morning, in the evening, not only so that we seek forgiveness, of course we are in desperate need of that, but shaitan sometimes attacks us through our sins, in the sense that he makes us falsely believe that we will never be forgiven. He makes us think that we are too evil, we are too horrible, and we are not worthy of Allah's forgiveness. So in this dua, we come to Allah as we are, admitting the fact that we are doing what is within our ability, to the best of our ability, and we acknowledge that what we are doing is not enough. And we seek refuge with Allah against our own sins. We are admitting our sins before Allah. We're not denying them. And we are also admitting the favors, the blessings of Allah upon us. So basically, we're acknowledging over here that, Ya Allah, I know I am wrong in committing these sins, that your favors are so many on me that I should not be responding with disobedience and sin. But I am human, faghfirli, so forgive me. And I have no one else to turn to because no one can forgive sins except you. So in the morning, in the evening, this dua also we should make for ourselves. Another dhikr we should be saying in the morning is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. And in this we glorify Allah. We say how perfect Allah is, and I praise Him by the amount of His creation, yani as much as the number of His creation, and wa ridha nafsihi, as much as that amount or that kind of tasbih and hamd that would please my Lord, and as much as the weight of His throne and the ink of his words, meaning the ink that is needed for writing his words. And I mentioned this to you earlier about how the Prophet ﷺ said to Juwayriya radiallahu anha, who had been sitting in her place of worship after, you know, Fajr prayer for many hours, and the entire time she was just glorifying, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ said that in that time he had just said these words three times, and the reward of these words would be greater than the reward of everything that she had been saying. So we have to learn the best ways of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Another dua we should be saying in the morning and in the evening, Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. That in the name of Allah, the one who is such that nothing can harm, nothing that is in the earth or in the sky can harm me when I have taken his name, and Allah is Sami'ul Alim, he is ever hearing, ever knowing. And about this dua, the Prophet ﷺ said that if a person says this, then no sudden affliction can affect him for the rest of the day. And same thing, if a person says it in the evening, then no sudden affliction will affect him for the rest of the evening. So in the morning, in the evening, three times each. And one of the narrators of this hadith, Aban, we learned that he was actually afflicted by some kind of paralysis. And when a man who heard the hadith from him, you know, began to look at him, said, oh, you are narrating this hadith and you're saying that if you say this dua three times in the morning, three times in the evening, then you will not be affected by any sudden affliction, then how come, you know, you have this paralysis? So Aban asked him that, why are you looking at me? And he said, I swear by Allah. And Aban said to him that, I swear by Allah, I did not tell a lie about Uthman radiallahu anhu, who narrated this hadith. And Uthman radiallahu anhu did not tell a lie about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam definitely said this. We're not making this up. And he said that day, meaning the day when I was afflicted by this paralysis, I was angry and I forgot to say this dua. Subhanallah. Look at the level of self-awareness and self-accountability. That he said that the reason why I am like this, I have been affected by this illness, is because one day I was angry and I was not able to say this dua. And when I was not able to say this dua, I put myself in danger and I was affected by this disease. So this shows us how important it is for us to make these duas for our own safety, for our own protection. And don't let, for example, preparing food or looking after your children or doing anything distract you from making these adhkar. These adhkar are for you. They are part of what you deserve from yourself. You know, you're always thinking about what to do for others, what you have to do for other people. There's also something that you must do for yourself. You deserve it. This is part of self-care. This is part of your haqq on yourself, that you at least make some time in the morning for yourself in which you can make dhikr, and some time in the evening when you can make dhikr. And all of these du'as and adhkar, they don't take more than 5 to 7 minutes. And it doesn't take long to recite these du'as for our safety. Another du'a we should be saying in the morning and the evening for our protection, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. That I seek refuge in Allah's perfect words from the evil of what He has created. And this includes the evil of every venomous creature and, any disease, any bacteria, any virus, anything that we can see or we cannot see. The evil of all such things is included in this dua. أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Another dua we should be saying, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثِ أَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهُ وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. O ever-living one, O eternal one, by your mercy I call on you to set right all of my affairs, and do not place me in charge of my soul even for the blinking of an eye. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he actually taught this dua to his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. He taught this dua to his daughter, that what prevents you from saying this in the morning and what prevents you from saying this in the evening, meaning you must say this in the morning, you must say this in the evening. We don't know exactly at what time he advised her to say this dua in the morning and the evening, meaning at what stage of her life, but it happens with many young women that, you know, for example, going through high school, going through college, university, this can be emotionally very difficult. I'm not saying it's not difficult for men, for boys, it is. But girls, because of their, because of social pressures and because of emotional differences, also hormonal differences, and, you know, every month women menstruate. And then if a woman, a young woman, you know, when she gets married, then there's another set of challenges where she has to not only deal with new people in a new kind of setting, but this is all different for her, maybe very difficult for her. And then if she has children, so many women, they feel like their lives are falling apart, literally falling apart. They try to get themselves together, you know, in one area. And then what happens? They begin to fall, slip in another area of their lives. So this is not unusual. This is something that many women struggle with. But look at this instruction that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to his own daughter, that what prevents you from saying this? Meaning you must say this in the morning and you must say this in the evening. O ever living, O eternal one, bi rahmatika astaghith, I beseech you by your mercy, meaning by your mercy I call on you, that aslih li sha'ni kullahu, set right all of my affairs, my schoolwork, my homework, my physical well-being, my mental health, you know, everything. Ya Allah, set it all right for me. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ, and do not place me in the charge of my soul, even for the blink of an eye. Because if you leave me to my soul, to my nafs, then my nafs can be a very bad leader. And we see this, that when we follow our nafs, there are times when we waste ourselves away, or we sit in our anger, in our negative thoughts. So, لَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. Another dua we should be saying every morning, every evening for our well-being, safety. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali. Allahumma astur awrati wa amir rawati. Allahumma ihfazni min bayni yadayya wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimali wa min fawqi wa a'udhu bi'azamatika an ughtala min tahti. Alhamdulillah, we have gone over this dua multiple times in these sessions. And in this dua, we are essentially asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us in our worldly matters and also to protect us in the hereafter. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to protect us in regard to our religion, our dunya, our family, our wealth. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal our faults, to not expose them, and to also calm our fears. And we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all directions, from front, from behind, from the right, from the left, from above. And we're also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from slipping, from falling. And then another dua we should be making, Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, rabb kulli shay'in wa malika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa sharri shaytani wa shirki. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed him to say this dua in the morning and in the evening. And this dua is, Allahumma, O Allah, fatir as-samawati wal-ard, creator of the heavens and the earth, alim al-ghaybi wa-shahada, knower of the unseen and the seen, rabb kulli shay'in wa malika, the Lord and Sovereign of all things. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but you. A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi. I seek refuge in you from the evil of my own nafs. Wa sharri shaytani wa shirki. And I seek refuge in you from the evil of shaytan and his shirk. And what this means is the shirk that shaytan invites me to, meaning associating partners with Allah, that shaytan invites me to. Ya Allah, protect me from that. And shirk over here can also be understood in a literal sense, meaning his share, that shaytan should share in any of my matters. Because you know that when a person is about to eat, then shaytan wants to have a share of that meal. So you say Bismillah and shaytan is not able to have a share in that meal. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the effect of shaytan and from shaytan interfering or taking a share of any aspect of your life, anything in your life. And then in another version of the dua, it continues, وَأَنْ أَقْتَرِفَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي سُوءًا أَوْ أَجُرَّهُ إِلَىٰ مُسْلِمٍ. That I seek refuge with you, lest I commit a wrongdoing against myself, or that I inflict a Muslim with it. Meaning, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from harming myself and also from harming anyone else. SubhanAllah. This is such a beautiful dua. That Ya Allah, protect me from harming myself. And how do we harm ourselves? By disobeying Allah. And protect me from harming anyone else. That I put them on the path of error, or that I physically, financially, or any in any way, I harm them. So, Ya Allah, protect me from that. Another dua we should be saying in the morning, in the evening, Allahumma afini fi badani, Allahumma afini fi sam'i, Allahumma afini fi basari, la ilaha illa anta. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr, la ilaha illa anta. That, O Allah, I ask you to protect me, to grant me soundness in my body. O Allah, I ask you to grant me soundness in my hearing. O Allah, I ask you to grant me soundness in my vision. La ilaha illa anta, there is no God worthy of worship but you. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from disbelief, from poverty. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave. There is no God worthy of worship but you. Such a beautiful dua in which we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our body, our hearing, and our vision. And these three things are so necessary for a person to live an easy, comfortable life and to be able to do things conveniently. That a person's body is sound. When a person is, for example, unwell, or, you know, for instance, you injure a part of your body, for example, your hand even, or maybe your thumb, one finger gets burned, then what happens? It's difficult to do the basic things. It's difficult to even wash your face. It's difficult to tie your shoes. It's difficult to put your dishes away to prepare food. So, Allahumma afini fi badani. Allahumma afini fi samri, my hearing, and my vision. Ya Allah, protect it, preserve it. That don't let it fade away. Don't let it become weak. And again, our ears, they're so delicate, right? The bones inside are so delicate. The whole system inside is so delicate. Sometimes, you know, the water or excessive amounts of wax or something like that, it can prevent a person from even listening clearly. And then we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our eyes, our vision, so we're able to see. And then we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from disbelief and from poverty. From disbelief and poverty. Because these are more dangerous than losing the health of your body or losing the soundness of your vision and your eyes and your ears. Because without the ability to hear clearly, or without the ability to see clearly, a person can still function and a person can still do a lot of good deeds. We learn about Abdullah ibn Maktum, radiallahu anhu, he was blind. So If a person has been tested in a way that they're not able to hear well, or they're not able to see, or they have some disability in their body, then this is not the end of the world. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them according to their patience and their effort. But remember, what is more dangerous, what is far, far more dangerous, is disbelief. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufr wal-faqr. Oh Allah, protect me from poverty also. Because poverty is something that can lead a person to thinking bad about Allah. It can lead a person to even committing theft and committing other sins. So it is a very difficult test. So, oh Allah, protect me from poverty. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr, the matter of the hereafter, yani the grave. We have to spend so much time in there. So, oh Allah, protect me from the punishment of the grave. There is no God but you. And we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say this dua in the morning and in the evening. And one of the companions said that I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam using these words, yani for in the morning, in the evening. So I like to follow his practice. I like to follow his sunnah. He said this, so I will also say this. Then another dua we should be saying in the evening is Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillahi walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma as'aluka khayra hadhihi al-layla wa a'udhu bika min sharri hadhihi al-layla wa sharri ma ba'daha. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكسل والسوء الكبر اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر. Now this is the dua which we say in the evening, and in the morning we say the same dua but just with slightly different words, and they are أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله والحمد لله. And we say ربي أسألك خير ما في هذا اليوم وخير ما بعده وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذا اليوم وشر ما بعده. So these are the only differences, because in the morning we say that أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله, that we have entered the morning and the whole kingdom of Allah has entered the morning. Yani everything around me has also entered the morning. And in the evening we say we أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله, meaning we have entered the evening. And the whole kingdom of Allah has entered the evening, meaning everything around me has also entered the evening. And then we say, Walhamdulillah, all praise is for Allah. La ilaha illallah, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Wahdahu, him alone. La sharika lah, he has no partner. Lahul mulk, he owns the dominion. Walahul hamd, and for him is all praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, and he is over all things competent. We say, Rabbi as'aluka, in another version, Allahumma as'aluka, my Lord, I ask you, or O Allah, I ask you, for khayra ma fi hadha al-yawm wa khayra ma ba'da, for the good that is in this day and the good that is after it. In the evening, we say that Rabbi as'aluka khayra ma fi hadhihi al-laylati wa khayra ma ba'daha, that O Allah, I ask you for the good which is in this night and the good which is after it. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ وَشَرِّ مَا بَعْدَهُ, and I seek refuge in you from the evil of this day and also the evil that is after this day. And for the night, we say, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ وَشَرِّ مَا بَعْدَهَا, I seek refuge in you from the evil of this night and the evil that is after it. رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْكَسَلِ, O my Lord, I seek refuge in you from laziness, وَسُوءِ الْكِبَرِ, and from evil old age. Yani, that is very difficult for a person. رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ فِي النَّارِ, O my Lord, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the fire, وَعَذَابٍ فِي الْقَبْرِ, and I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave. Ya Allah, you protect me. And this is such an excellent dua. If you begin your day by seeking refuge with Allah against laziness, then your day will be good. If you begin your day by asking Allah to give you the good of that day and the good that comes after that day, and to protect you from the evil of that day and from the evil that will come after that day, and inshallah, your rest of the day will be good. And the same thing for the evening. So we need to say these du'as for our own benefit, for our own well-being. Another du'a we should be making in the morning, in the evening. In the morning we say, Allahumma bika asbahna, wa bika amsayna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namutu wa ilayka al-masir. That, O Allah, in your name we begin the morning, we enter the morning. And in your name we enter the night. And in your name we live. And by your name we will die. Yani because of you, when you decide, we will die. Wa ilayka al-masir, and to you is the destination. So this is what we say in the morning. In the evening, we say, Allahumma bika amsayna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namutu, wa ilayka nushur. That, O Allah, with you, meaning in your name, by your permission, we enter the evening, and in your name, by your permission, we come to life. By your permission, we die, and to you is the resurrection. Allahumma bika amsayna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namutu, wa ilayka nushur. This is in the evening, and in the morning, a slightly different version. And you will see in different books of du'as that maybe there are versions that you're seeing with slightly different wording. And that is fine, because there are different wordings that have been reported. So for example, for the evening, we also learn, Allahumma bika amsayna, wa bika asbahna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namutu, wa ilayka nushur. Another dua we should be saying, Allahumma inni asbahtu ushiduka wa ushidu hamalata arshika wa malaikatika wa jami'i khalqik annaka anta Allah la ilaha illa anta wa anna Muhammadan abduka wa rasuluk. Even though the narration is weak, there isn't much strength in the chain of narration of this hadith, the meaning is still correct. And if a person says this, there's nothing wrong. But of course, don't say it, believing that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say this dua. And this is that, O Allah, in the morning, we call upon you. We also call the bearers of your throne, meaning to testify, and your angels and all of your creatures to testify that you are Allah, besides whom there is no God. You are one without a partner, and that Muhammad ﷺ is your servant and your messenger. So you can say this, but you're not required to, but you might find this dua in different books of morning and evening adhkar. Another dua we can say, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. That I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as prophet. And we learn in hadith that if a person says this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him. Because you are showing, you are saying that you are pleased with Allah, so Allah will also be pleased with you. So we should say this in the morning and in the evening. Also, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times. We learn in a narration that whoever says this 7 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all of their worries and concerns. Then we should also say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And this, we can actually say this 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. And this dhikr is especially, especially helpful against the effect of shaitan. You know, sometimes people have this fear that, the jinn has possessed someone, or that shayateen are trying to harm the people of this house or people of this family, or maybe they have been affected by magic. Remember that the words of Allah, the words of Allah's remembrance taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course the words of the Quran, these words are more powerful than the trick of shaitan, the effect of shaitan, way more powerful. Musa alayhi salam, when he had to compete basically with the magicians. Magicians came, expert magicians from all of Egypt. And the magic of that time was not something small. A lot of people say that Fir'aun was able to build all of those pyramids, etc., and do so much, make so much with the help of jinn. He used magic. Allahu A'lam, but magic was certainly something very common at the time of Musa alayhi salam. And all of the magicians, they came and they performed their magic together, all of them. And they threw their sticks, their ropes, their sticks and ropes appeared to look like snakes. And Musa alayhi salam, he felt afraid in his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Do not be afraid. Innaka antal a'la." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that throw this stick of yours. And what happened? That ayah from Allah, because remember, the miracles that Musa alayhi salam was given, they're called ayat, they're called signs. And the verses of the Quran are also called ayat. They're also signs. So he threw one stick of his, and what happened? It turned into a gigantic snake which swallowed all of the magic of the magicians. So yes, shaitan tries to harm people. Magic is real. Evil eye is real. The effect of shaitan, the harm that shaitan tries to cause to people, that is real. There's no doubt about that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us ways of protecting ourselves. And if we say this, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, 100 times in a day, then we learn that among other benefits, this dhikr is kanat lahu hirzam min ash-shaytan, that this will be a source of protection against shaitan for that entire day until the evening. Until the evening. And the same thing, you say this in the evening, and inshallah, it will be a source of protection for you. So say this, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, 100 times in the morning for your protection against shaitan. Also, other adhkar we should be saying, Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, Subhanallahi al-azimi wa bihamdi, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, Wallahu akbar. And these are adhkar that we should be saying very frequently in the morning, in the evening. We can say them 100 times each, or even more than that, if you are able to, excellent. But especially make a habit that as you are going about your morning routine, so for example, you are ironing your clothes, you are making your bed, you are tidying up your room, you are tidying up the kitchen, you are packing your bag to leave the house to go to work or whatever. Then as you are going around, walking around, keep your tongue busy with the dhikr of Allah. And say Subhanallahil Azeem wa bihamdi, Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, Subhanallahil Azeem. There's different tasbihat which we can say for our protection, and also, of course, to draw closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to earn the generous rewards that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has promised. And for these adhkar specifically, we learned that if a person says these adhkar, for example, Subhanallahil Azeem wa bihamdihi, 100 times, in the evening, then there is no one among the creation who can do something as good as this. There's no other good deed which is better than this, except for someone who will do the same thing. In another hadith, we learn whoever says Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times, then all of his sins will be forgiven, even if they are like the foam of the sea. So this is very beneficial for us. Now, a little bit about specifically protection against shaitan. You see, when it comes to the different ways in which shaitan tries to harm people, especially when it comes to magic or jinn possession and things like that, evil eye, sometimes people get very desperate for help and they become very impatient for change, for relief. And they want something that will work in a second, in a moment. And the thing is that saying adhkar for protection every day, every morning, every evening, they require commitment from you. And when you continue to say these adhkar of protection in the morning, in the evening, throughout the day, then slowly, slowly, your defense against shaitan becomes stronger. Remember, Ibn al-Qayyim explained that the morning, evening, adhkar are like a like an armor that a fighter wears in battle. So you need to strengthen that armor, right? You need to make it stronger, and it becomes stronger over time. So don't become hasty, because some people, what happens is they say, oh, we said the adhkar of the morning and still the jinn harmed us. So now we're going to go to a magician so that he will break the magic of someone else, or he will try to trap the or kill that shaitan. Do not go to shaitan to seek refuge from shaitan. That's not how it works. When you're afraid of an enemy, then you don't go to that enemy. You don't surrender yourself to the enemy that you save me. This is complete foolishness, because if you surrender yourself to that enemy, what's going to happen? Now that enemy will do whatever he wants to. He will destroy you. He will finish you. You're giving victory to your enemy over you. So some people think that going to some magician so that the magician will do some magic to break the power of the magic that has been done right now, or he will somehow try to kill this shaitan, he will control it. This is not correct. This is not from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes what people do is that they start cursing shaitan. This is also not the solution. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tasubbu shaitan." Do not curse the shaitan. Instead, what you should do is ta'awwadhu billahi min sharrihi. Seek refuge in Allah from his evil. Seek refuge in Allah from his evil. Say these adhkar. Say a'udhu billah. And the effect of shaitan, yani the way shaitan tries to harm people, is not just in the way of, that someone is sick, or someone becomes mentally ill, or there is financial loss, financial hardship. Yes, these are real. This happens because of the effect of magic, because of the effect of shaitan. But the way shaitan harms us, his ultimate goal is to destroy our akhirah. And every single person is susceptible to that. And there are some people whom shaitan affects with physical harm. Okay? But not everyone. But when it comes to every single person, shaitan tries to harm them in a spiritual way so that their akhirah is ruined. Shaitan wants us to commit kufr. He wants us to commit shirk. He wants us to disbelieve in Allah, to deny Allah, to be extremely ungrateful to Allah, to associate partners with Allah. And shaitan wants us to go astray from Sirat al-Mustaqim. He wants us to commit acts of disobedience to Allah. He wants us to engage in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to us. He wants to mix up halal and haram for us. He likes to make sins beautiful for us. He likes to adorn them for us so that we fall. And then he creates fitna for us in our deen. He hinders us from different acts of goodness, that when we intend to do something good, he comes and tries to stop us. Don't do this. So for example, in hadith, we learned that when a person wants to believe, they want to accept Islam, shaitan comes and says, are you going to accept Islam? You're going to leave the religion of your forefathers? Don't do that. When a person wants to make hijrah, then shaitan comes and says, are you going to make hijrah? You're going to leave your home? Don't do that. When a person wants to strive in the way of Allah, shaitan comes and says, are you going to do that? Don't do that. You're going to put your family in danger. You're going to put yourself in danger. You're going to put your wealth in danger. So shaitan tries to stop us constantly when we are doing something good. When we get angry, then shaitan plays with us like a child plays with a ball. And so shaitan's goal is to make us angry. Because in anger, we say things, we do things that we regret later on. And we learn in hadith that with every person is a shaitan who is trying to mislead him, trying to misguide him. And he tries to have a share of everything that a person does. When a person is eating, shaitan wants to eat from that food. When a person is drinking, shaitan wants to drink from that food. When a person enters his house, shaitan wants to enter the house. So how do you stop the interference of shaitan? By saying Bismillah. Then sometimes shaitan creates problems in people so that people are constantly fighting with one another, angry with one another. He creates adawa, animosity between people, so that husband and wife even fight. to the point that husband gets extremely angry, and then in anger, he says the words of divorce, which he regrets later on. Shaitan causes people to become angry. Shaitan causes people to, shaitan really wants people to, he tries that people should do things which are indecent, immoral, indecent things, nakedness, etc., looking at fuhsh things, saying things which are indecent, and especially through indecent clothing or indecent verses of poetry. This is all the effect of shaitan. Shaitan wants people to waste their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who are wasteful are the brothers of the devils. Meaning shaitan makes them be wasteful in regard to their wealth. When it's time to pray, shaitan tries to stop us from salah. When we are praying, shaitan keeps coming back in order to distract us from salah. Shaitan distracts us in general so that we get busy in useless things. And sometimes the laziness that we experience, that is also from the influence of shaitan. And shaitan wants us to forget the remembrance of Allah. And there are so many ways in which shaitan tries to harm us. He puts waswasa. So how do you fight off the effect of shaitan? Strengthen your belief in tawheed. Practice more gratitude. And go against the waswasa of shaitan. Meaning when you're doing something good, shaitan tries to stop you. Do it anyway. When you get angry, say a'udhu billah. Keep your tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah. And that is your greatest defense against shaitan. That if you have a habit of making dhikr, dhikran kathira, then shaitan will not be able to stay with you. Because every time you make dhikr, shaitan runs away. And when you stop, shaitan comes back. So imagine if you have a habit of making dhikr over and over and over again, then shaitan will get exhausted. And yes, we learn in hadith that the believer tires out his shaitan. Any shaitan that is with the believer, that shaitan gets very tired. Because the believer is always chasing shaitan away. And the believer is always doing things which are, which cause shaitan to fail. So shaitan never has a win. So we have to do these kind of things to weaken the influence of shaitan. Say bismillah when you pick something. Give things with the right hand. Take things with the right hand. For example, the moment you wake up, make dhikr. The moment you have a negative thought, say a'udhu billah. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Stay with the group of believers. Yani don't be alone. Have good company. Because good company is also a protection against shaitan. So specifically, what can we say to protect ourselves from the influence of shaitan? Say a'udhu billah. A lot. A lot. When you get angry, say a'udhu billah. When you are reciting Quran, at that time, of course, before that, say a'udhu billah. When something bad slips out of your mouth, say a'udhu billah. When you go to the washroom, say the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'is. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the impure beings, and that includes the shayateen, and also the impure things, and that includes the impurities in the washroom. For example, urine splashes or anything like that. Yeah, Allah protect me from that. And also, when you have a bad dream, then at that time also make dua, the masnoon dua for protection. And some of these du'as, we learn in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazat ash-shayateen wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdurun. That, oh my Lord, I seek refuge in you from the incitements of the devils, and I seek refuge in you lest shayateen be even present with me. Don't let them be close to me. Seek refuge in Allah by saying, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafthi. That I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan, from his incitement, from his pumping up, and from his blowing. So his pumping up is when or you know, his blowing, his plumping up is when he gets filled with pride on feeling very accomplished because he made us do something wrong. So, Ya Allah, you protect me from the pumping of shaitan, from his nafkh, that he gets filled with arrogance, with pride, with joy that he was successful against me. Don't let that happen. And from his incitements that he should, put waswasa or encourage me, lead me to do something in your disobedience. And of course, the adhkar of the morning and the evening, which we have discussed already, also another dua, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من غضبه وشر عباده ومن همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرون. I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah, which are complete, against His anger, meaning, Ya Allah, I seek refuge in You from Your anger, from the evil of His slaves, and from the incitements of shayateen, and from that they should be present with me. And this dua, we should say, especially when we are feeling afraid. In hadith, we learned that this is a dua to say when we feel afraid. And you can say this, and even if, for example, you have a bad dream and you wake up from a bad dream and you're feeling very frightened, then say this dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من غضبه وشر عباده ومن همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرون. And there are slightly different versions of it also, which you can find in different books. Also, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah against every shaitan and every harmful animal, any harmful creature that bites, that stings. ومن كل عين لامة, and also from every evil eye. Ya Allah, you protect me. So, if there is any bite, then or any fear, you know, sometimes you go somewhere and then there's lots of mosquitoes, or you go somewhere and there's lots of scorpions or snakes or bears, then make sure you say this dua for your protection, especially against the evil of shaitan. And also teach these duas to your children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us all. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, this is the last session during the month of Ramadan. Now, inshallah, after Ramadan, I hope to continue the series. But inshallah, information regarding that will be shared. But for now, this is the end of our sessions in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who remember Him, who pray to Him, and who worship Him in an excellent way. May all of these words that we have learned become a part of our lives, not just our, that we just say them without any intention, without any feeling. May these words become a real part of our lives. And may we be of those who remember Allah a lot. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.